step by step. I'm not that tall yet. That would probably shrink him, but he'd do all a bit older, wouldn't he? We need footwear, don't we? We're going to take steps, and unless we're foolish and want to go out and endanger our feet. If you're looking at these and saying, well, you might have cleaned it before you brought them along, you're in tune with my wife, what she'd say. But they're not too dirty, are they? Put that there. So each of these shoes, of course, has got a purpose. What then might I be using these for? Walking in the rain, perhaps, yes. What else? Gardening, yes. Camping, oh yes, we certainly need these for camping in this country, don't we? Yeah. What about these? Would I go digging in the garden in the mud with these on? Indoors? Right. Indoor wear, yes. Oh, what about the flip-flops? For the beach? Around the swimming pool? Yeah. Almost feels though you like to put them on and get into that picture, don't you? Yeah. What about these? Walking around the house? No. Walking boots or... Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't use these for going climbing mountains, would I? That would be a bit silly. And it would be a bit silly to walk around the house in these. You know my wife. Well, of course, there are many more types of shoes, aren't there? Can you think of any other shoes? Trainers? Flimp soles? Ballet shoes? Yes. Yes, lots of different shoes. And of course, some shoes can be used for more than one purpose, can't they? You know, walking in the rain or doing some gardening, whatever. And these for on the beach, as we said, or around the pool. So each pair of shoes has its own thing to do, and as I say, some can do more than one thing, and each pair is really suitable for the task it has to do. And when God gives us a task to do, we can ask Him to help us. We need different abilities and different talents to do different things. We need patience to keep going when things are difficult. Of course, God has never promised us an easy life. But He does promise to be with us all the time. To be with us step by step. So when we have difficult tasks or jobs to do, we can rely on God to give us the right shoes, as it were, to wear. And when we've got difficult choices to make, when perhaps we need to change our opinions, He'll be there to guide us one step at a time so that we do the right things. And we can trust God to always give us the right pair of shoes exactly when we need them. Remember that it is God who enables us and equips us when He gives us a job to do, whether that's an important job or a seemingly easy job to do. He's with us all the time. Well, this morning in church we're going to see how God guided Peter step by step, and see what we can learn from the story of Peter when he visits the house of Cornelius.